USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the Centers for Disease Control has added its approval to the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The CDC committee voted Saturday to recommend the vaccine for use for people 16 years or older. With the FDA's approval Friday night, vaccines have already begun to be shipped across the country. However, some may be wary of the shot based on how quickly approval has come. Dr. Stephen Hahn, FDA commissioner, says the agency was able to quickly evaluate all the data surrounding the vaccine's safety.
We applied our high standards of review in reviewing this product so that Americans can have trust and confidence that the vaccine meets FDA's rigorous standards for safety and effectiveness. And with this authorization, we know that our federal partners are already moving to distribute the first doses of the vaccine throughout the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President-elect Joe Biden has made his pick to run the Department of Veterans Affairs. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Biden has appointed Dennis McDonough as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
He shares my belief that we have many obligations as a nation. We have only one truly sacred obligation, to prepare and equip our troops that we send into harm's way, and then to care for them and their families when they return.
McDonough was President Obama's chief of staff from 2013 to 2017. President-elect Biden said he played a key role in improving health care for veterans during the administration. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And President Trump has added a federal holiday to the calendar this year. The executive order, signed Friday, makes Christmas Eve, Thursday, December 24th, a federal holiday, giving federal workers a fully paid day off. Traditionally, past presidents have offered federal workers a half day in the past. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials are asking protesters to stand down in Portland, Oregon, as they surround a house. Kenneth Burns with the details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Portland's police chief Friday asked protesters to clear the streets around a barricaded home that was owned by a black and indigenous family before it was allegedly taken through predatory lending practices. Sheriff's deputies swooped into the disputed home Tuesday and arrested several people, mostly for trespassing. Activists arrived on the scene, confronting law enforcement officers who retreated. The activists have erected barricades around the house. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
In top 25 college football action on Saturday, number one Alabama cruised into the SEC championship with a 52-3 beating of Arkansas. They'll take on number six Florida next weekend. However, the Gators were upset by LSU 37-34. Number nine Georgia beat number 25 Missouri 49-14. Number 17 North Carolina rolled number 10 Miami 62-26. Number 13, Coastal Carolina survived a scare at Troy, coming away with a 42-38 win. Number 14, Northwestern finished off Illinois 28-10. The Wildcats now go on to the Big Ten Championship to face number 4, Ohio State, whose rivalry game with Michigan was canceled this week. Utah upset number 21, Colorado, 38-21. The Buffaloes' loss clinches a spot in the Pac-12 title game for number 15, USC. And Army shut out Navy 15-0. It was the first time since 1943 that the game was played at West Point, having been moved from its traditional home in Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.